Love them in the name of Jesus. Ask them those simple questions. We've already given you that one, just to ask them, how can I pray for you? That starts that conversation to open the door and the opportunity to maybe share even more. We need to make sure we redig the well of witnessing, because for some of us, the enemy has come in and filled the well, filled it with the things of this world, and it's not become important to us anymore. Isaac redigged the wells. Here's the third well, the well of God's promise, in verse 32. Notice verse 32. That same day, Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. Now, what did we say the suffix Beer means? It means well. So when it said Beersheba, it means well of Sheba. Sheba means oath or covenant. So here is the well of God's covenant or God's promise. So where do you find God's promises? You find God's promises in His Word. So are you spending time in God's Word? The Word of God is like a flowing well of water of the promises of God. The promises of God are inexhaustible. You'll read through the Scripture and you'll find this promise for your life, and you'll come across another passage that the Lord will show you that'll be another promise for your life. And it's inexhaustible as you read God's Word and find those promises. I don't know how many promises there are totally in God's Word, but the water of the well of the Word is inexhaustible. So when the Bible is an inexhaustible, this Bible is an inexhaustible source of promise, you can never, ever exhaust it. And how refreshing that is to read the promises of God. I'd encourage you to do that, to cultivate that in your life. And let me show you why. Why do we need to redig those kinds of wells in our lives? Psalm 84, verse 5 and verse 6 says this: "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools." He's saying that as we move through the valleys of life, as you go through life's experiences and all of life's changes, we have these experiences with God. We're to dig these wells of His presence, of His prosperity, of His promises, digging those wells, because there are going to be others who are going to come after us. So understand, when they were digging these wells, physically digging wells there, it wasn't just for their livelihood right then. There were others who were going to come behind them, who were going to reap the benefit of that, reap the blessing of coming along when they're thirsty and need a drink from the well. And so he's saying there are people and others who are going to come behind us, people who are weary and worn out pilgrims. And what they need is to get a well of refreshing, which we have dug along the way of life. That's what the Christian life is all about. Getting ready to be a blessing to somebody else who comes along the way, whether that's a young person or a new believer. And so let me ask you this: do you have the well of God's promise in your life? What a promise. All too often, as the church, we keep looking for something new when all we need to do is dig again the old wells of spiritual life that God's people have depended on from the very beginning, the Word of God. We need to dig the well of prayer. We need to dig the well of worship, the well of faith, the well of the power of the Spirit, the well of sacrifice and service, wells that we've allowed the enemy to so often fill up in our lives. Think about this. Whenever there's been a revival of spiritual power in the history of the church, it's been because somebody has dug again the old wells so that God's life-giving Spirit could be free to work. They've gone back to the basics, gone back to prayer. It wasn't anything fancy that brought some revival. It was the basic things, the basic wells spiritually of life. So the Lord comes to us with His assuring word just when we need encouragement. that no matter who is against us, God is with us and God is for us, and there's no need for us to be afraid. So in response to God's gracious word of promise, what did Isaac do? He built an altar and he worshiped the Lord. He was ready then to meet his adversaries. If we're going to be ready to meet the adversary in this world, we need to make sure we get back to the old wells and we redig those wells that have become clogged up in our lives, the things that we ought to have been doing from the very beginning: reading his word, spending time in prayer, worshiping him, sharing the good news of the gospel with others, serving him in all that we do, living in the promises of God's word. That's when we'll have victory over the enemy in this life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Father, as we think about that spiritual image here of Isaac and his servants redigging those wells, Father, I pray that it is spoken to our hearts to make sure, Lord, that there are no areas of our life that we have allowed the enemy to come into and to fill up our life with other things of this world that have taken away from the main things. Making sure, Lord, that we're in your presence. Making sure, Lord, that we're living by your promises and by your word. And Father, I pray that you'll do an awesome work in our hearts and our lives. Lord, that you'll bring a refreshing back to our souls, and that truly within us spiritually, Lord, that you will bring up a well of water springing forth, bubbling over in our lives that couldn't help but tell the world about Jesus, that couldn't help but impact the world around us by showing them the life-giving water of Jesus Christ. So Father, I pray tonight that maybe as believers you've convicted our hearts, Lord, that there are things that we have let go by the wayside. We've allowed the enemy to come along. Father, it's up to us to get back to redigging those wells, to make that concerted effort in our hearts, and then to allow your spirit to move in our lives in a great and mighty way. And Father, I pray that as we do that, may your will be done, and may many people come to faith in Christ through our lives and through our words. Father, there are many who may be watching tonight online, some who may be here even in person, who they've never trusted by faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I pray today, Lord, this would be the day for them. Lord, that they would come to that place of repentance to say, God, I have sinned in my life, and I want to experience that life-giving water that Jesus talked about to the woman at the well. And so, Father, I pray that you would help them to confess their sin, to repent of their sin, to seek you to come into their heart and to fill their lives and to change their life from the inside out. And help us, Lord, to be all that you would have us to be. Bless us tonight in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we stand, as we sing our hymn of invitation softly and tenderly, maybe the Lord has spoken to your heart tonight. Would you come for this invitation, Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us? Thank you.
thank you so much for being here with us online. Let me just give you a little update on Brother Jack Doubt. He messaged me earlier today to say that he's doing well from his surgery. He's in pain, dealing with the pain of the physical therapy, he said, but he hopes to be back in another week or two here at the latest. So keep praying for him as he continues to recover, and pray for those families who have lost loved ones over this past week. We thank you for being with us there online. Hope to see you again Wednesday night. Wednesday night, we'll be back in the book of Isaiah. So come and join us online then. Come and join us in person if you can. We will not have choir practice, so let me just remind you of that. We won't have choir practice this Wednesday night. Come and join us for our Bible study, for our prayer time if you can in person. But you have a blessed week, a safe week. We'll see you this Wednesday.